Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield, to Knightstown to Greensburg. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Decatur County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
I came across this article and I wanted to share it with you because it is one of the most in-depth articles about one specific subject that I have ever seen in my life. And I will ask you, when was the last time, in a rainy day like today, kind of might make you want to crave one of these. When was the last time you had a grilled cheese sandwich?
My wife got on a grilled cheese kick several months ago. And now Jim does most of the grocery shopping for you guys, but you tell him what to buy.
Yeah.
So he's kind of just doing your bidding at the store.
Yeah.
My wife will get on kicks of things where she's like, I want a fill in the blank. And then instead of just going to a restaurant that has that and being done with it, she'll buy all the ingredients to make the thing. And then once she's had it once, she's done with it.
Right. But you have all the ingredients to make more.
And so then I'm forced to just keep eating the thing over and 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 over again. Because my wife will just let the things rot in the fridge. She has no regard whatsoever for how much that stuff actually costs. But I, obviously, as the provider of the household, am like, well, I guess I'll suck it up and eat that.
Yes, I'm eating that over and over again.
So my point on all this is she got on a grilled cheese kick a couple, I guess it's been months ago now, and she made these most elaborate grilled cheese sandwiches. They were excellent. The problem is there was so much stuff that I had to eat the grilled cheese for like 9 days in a row, Casey.
Okay, so was she buying special cheese or did she just go with American cheese slices?
What, I'm sure it was whatever the most expensive thing was. I'll take seven of that.
Well, according to this survey, the average American eats 36 grilled cheese sandwiches a year.
How many?
36
no
a year.
Way.
It's like every week and a half. Isn't
no
it?
Way.
They broke down any statistic you want to know about grilled cheese, and it is in this survey. You can find it at studyfinds.org. But most people prefer it as a meal. 53% like it as, you know, dinner. Do you know some people eat it as breakfast? I've never seen that. People in Kentucky specifically like it as a snack. Those in South Dakota want it for dinner. But in Mississippi, a quarter of the residents like it for breakfast.
That's crazy.
Now, most of the people say they like it at home to make it, you know, themselves.
Right.
White bread is the favored bread to use. And two slices of American cheese. Big debate on whether you should butter your grilled cheese.
Yeah, you got to, don't you?
Do you butter both sides of the bread or just the inside of the bread?
Just be the inside, wouldn't it?
No.
It'd be both sides. Yeah, no, you got to do both sides.
You got to do both sides. Yeah, I mean, put it in the skillet, get a little crisp on the outside.
If you're going to clog your arteries and clog some other things too, let's just go all in, Casey. Let's not sell ourselves short here.
Okay, now what about putting ham or bacon on the grill? Yeah. Is it still a grilled cheese at that
point?
Well,
that's the way you spice it up a little bit, and you almost make that kind of a meal when you start adding a protein to your grilled cheese sandwich. It almost becomes more, you could even add something like a little chicken to it and make it a chicken cordon bleu type of thing. I mean, there's a million different ways you could go with this.
Now, is it still a grilled cheese, though, if you're adding the chicken
to it? I'm not making the rules here, Casey. You're the one who comes up with the topics.
What about mustard? Do you ever put mustard on it?
Oh, see, now that's just ruining the grilled cheese completely to me. No.
It adds a nice little flavor to it. Also, pickles. Pickles are good on it.
I bet a world traveler like you has some fancy French mustard that you throw on things. I don't see you putting on like...
you think I use like Dijon mustard?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, I don't see like you in a yellow bottle of French's and just squirting it on there.
I'm a French's guy.
Now, last couple things that I want to mention in this study. Like I said, they surveyed all things grilled cheese. How do you cut it? Most people, more than half, would cut their grilled cheese diagonally.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
21% would do it vertically. And then there's some people out there, 17%, who don't cut it at all.
Isn't it amazing? Like, okay, and God, you know, God bless people that they get this information because it gives us show topics. However, somebody had to be sitting around and going, You know what we don't know enough about?
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Right. And there's the toastiness level of how much you want to toast your bread.
That's the other thing we had when we had the grilled cheese. Somebody posted this in the YouTube chat.
Tomato soup.
The tomato soup.
Absolutely. You need that in there.
That was the thing that took all the time because it had to be made in an exact fashion. And it was like 9 hours later, I love you, honey, and you're a phenomenal cook. But the time spent versus, and this is my wife and I have this conversation all the time. The time spent because she's so meticulous about the stuff that she makes.
Yeah.
For the time in versus the end reward.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, not worth it.
We have a small child now.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I can't be roasting all those tomatoes and there's red peppers.
I love and
for
appreciate
that
your passion for making a perfected meal. A
little balsamic in there.
Basically, ban her from cooking because it just, that's always the way it ends up.
All right. One last statistic before we get back to news. Kentucky and Oklahoma prefer their bread burnt.
Seems like a Kentucky thing.
On their grilled cheese sandwich.